cruising along on this Friday afternoon, making its way quickly into Friday evening. 18 minutes before 5 o'clock, Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas, and we're bringing you right up to our Colson and Colson Diamond duel, Avon Lake taking on St. Ignatius. That game taking place down at Progressive Field. We believe that game is going to start at 5:30, although we're still digging for some confirmation on that. The true star of the show is the man who will be calling that game, and he is on the hotline with us right now, Rob Polinsky. Rob, we appreciate you coming on and giving us some of your time. Boy, before we get into the actual game itself, what a thrill it has to be for those kids to be able to play on Progressive Field and experience, I would say, a vast majority, maybe all of them, may never get the chance to do ever again.
No doubt about it, Bull. It's got to be a great thrill for all the kids involved. Who's here at Progressive Field? I don't know if you can get rid of that echo, but I sound like Lou Gehrig. But thank you very much. But, yeah, it is a big thrill for all the kids involved. There's three games here today, Cleveland Indians Charities, game number one. Right now being played, it's Hubbard and Elyria Catholic. Avon Lake will play St. Ignatius in the game that we'll have. And then there's a nightcap at 8 o'clock later on. So a triple header, baseball all day. And I think not only for the kids, but it's a thrill for these fans. A lot of fans are here, especially from Hubbard. Boy, they have really made their way over to check this out. So it's a thrill for everyone involved, Bull.
Well, you have the matchup, of course, between St. Ignatius and Avon Lake. What can you tell us about both teams as they get set for this incredible opportunity a little bit later on today?
Well, you know, they're struggling a bit. St. Ignatius is 4-6 on the season. Of course, they're an independent, so they don't play in a conference, but they're 4-6, and they kind of got to travel all around the state and play whoever, wherever, whenever. And Avon Lake is 5-6 overall. Kevin Marlowe's team having a decent season. 3-6 in the Southwest Conference, and, you know, that's a tough league. And I think both coaches talking with them briefly before the game and getting ready for this, they kind of have the same attitude that they want to play every kid that they can to get them out on the field. So, number one, it's a non-conference game, and with the opportunity to get on Progressive Field, something they'll never, ever get to do again, I think they're looking at, like, we got to get as many kids out there as we can. So it might have the flavor of almost the Major League Baseball All-Star game, you know, with all those switches and that type of thing. St. Ignatius is dressing 24 players today, and Avon Lake has brought 18. So the dugouts will be full on the first and third base sides.
Of course, that'll be a fun game. Not the only Lorain County team out there, though. Elyria Catholic taking on Hubbard right now. Rob, I heard some cheering, it sounded like, in the background. What's going on in that one?
Yeah, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hubbard's the home team, so they're the ones doing the cheering. As I said, they have a lot of fans that have made it here, and we have just completed six innings of play, and Hubbard leads by a score of 7-4. Hubbard took a 1-0 lead after one. They scored four runs in the bottom of the second to go up 5-1, and they've kind of been cruising since. EC cut into the lead with two runs in the top of the sixth inning, but we head to the seventh inning to the final chance for EC coming up right here. They trail 7-4, and I think the story for EC, I don't know, you know, they're 11-1 on the year. Todd Shapiro from the Chronicle-Telegram told me that. I saw him earlier, and Todd was telling me EC is 11-1, and they're struggling today, but I think part of it might be just maybe a little bit in awe here of these conditions. And the reason I say that is they have more errors than they have runs or hits. Oh, wow. EC with four runs, four hits, but five errors. It's been a sloppy game. Hubbard, seven runs, 10 hits, just one error. But EC has been booting the ball and throwing it all around. And some of that, I would think, is just the fact that they're playing here at Progressive Field.
Rob Polinsky is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rob, of course, has the call of tonight's Colson and Colson Diamond duel. Avon Lake taking on St. Ignatius live from Progressive Field. Boy, you are a busy man, Rob, because not only do you have tonight's call, but you also have a call tomorrow morning as well, Clearview taking on North Ridgeville at 11 a.m.
Yes, we've got that game, a non-conference baseball game with the Clearview Clippers, who are 5-6. North Ridgeville so far this year struggling a bit. They've got a young team, one win so far, so they're struggling, but they're really young, Coach Ponting over at Northridgeville was telling me that he's really excited about these kids. They're real coachable, but when you're young and you're in the SWC, that's a tough combination. And they've played some teams tough. He told me they lost to Avon 1-0, who's one of the really good teams in the Southwest Conference. So we should have a good ball game tomorrow at Northridgeville with Clearview and Northridgeville. Looking forward to that. And the Clippers, I saw, played last night, lost to Keystone 18-10. And I believe that puts the Clippers at 5-6 on the season.
Well, of course, the game you're calling is the middle of three today out at Progressive Field. And again, they're doing that in conjunction with Cleveland Indians Charities. Really cool how they do that every year. We were talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians about that when we had him on Wednesday. Now, you mentioned that Elyria Catholic taking on Hubbard right now. The game, of course, that you have, our Colson and Colson Diamond dual matchup, Avon Lake taking on St. Ignatius. There is a third game going on later on tonight. Those guys get to play under the lights, which is really cool. I know one team is Chagrin Falls. Who's the other team playing later on tonight?
Couldn't tell you.
Fair enough. But
they haven't given us a program. I don't have anything here that lists anything. Walked in through the main gate, asked for some information, and just didn't have anything. So I apologize, Bull, but I have no idea. But I know they're not an area team. That I know, but I apologize, I don't know.
No, you're all good. My little brother's actually the AD at Chagrin Falls, and you
well,
may...
Well, then he could probably tell you, Bull.
He's going to be
maybe
down.
Bull should know already.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe if you would text that little brother of yours, he'd be able to answer your question.
He's probably down there. There's a little bit of a resemblance. He doesn't look nearly as good as I do, but you'll probably notice a little bit of a resemblance. You'll see him down there somewhere. Rob, we'll cut you loose so you can continue to get ready for the broadcast. Thanks for your time as always, and we will hear from you in about a half hour or so.
Well, just to give you a heads up here, and we'll try to get an idea as to how quick we'll get going, but EC is up to their final out. They've got nobody on and two outs in the top of the seventh, trailing 7-4, so this game could come to a quick conclusion here, Bull. So as soon as I can get a starting time for you, I'll let you know, and we'll go from there. But my guess is we're going to get going a little sooner than 5:30.
All righty. Well, we will certainly keep our ear to the ground here and figure out when that thing will get going. But the tentative schedule has 5:30, but as we all know, lots can change. Rob, thanks for your time as always, and, well, we will get to you maybe in 15, maybe 20, maybe 30. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and I've enjoyed listening to the show this afternoon when we had the opportunity. So, guys, keep up the good work.
All righty, that's Rob Polinski. Again, Rob's got the call of our Colson and Colson Diamond Duel matchup. Avon Lake taking on St. Ignatius from Progressive Field.